I don't know. We don't want to make fun of him.
No.
Yeah. Anesthesiologist.
Bandage.
Catheter.
Ooh, doctor.
Eye doctor.
Euthanasia? Okay. Is that a doctor?
Euthanasia?
Is that sort of
fever?
I guess it was an E.
Gangrene?
Hospital.
And 30 seconds.
Okay.
The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up, seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we've got Will Meadows.
Sarah Meadows.
Kevin Dell.
Melissa Dell.
Yeah, Katie's not here. And Ryan Hill
in the house!
Yeah,
Katie.
Katie helped organize the camping trip that some of us went on
this
past weekend.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then she just had to crash. She got kind of sick today.
Passed out from exhaustion. Yeah, we got a little rained out at the end, but the first couple days were pretty good on our camping trip. Played a couple board games while we were there, so that always counts as fun. And we had a good time in general, we really did.
We're sorry Katie's not here. Tell her that we miss her.
Yeah. I will.
Everyone else on Facebook, even though she'll be well in a week, you can say that you miss Katie.
Okay.
So what are we looking at on the show?
Well, today we are talking about four games and two interviews and a bunch of bonus content that will be coming to Kickstarter the week of October 16th, 2017.
Nailed it!
Woo!
I gotta say that was pretty good. Nobody could see this, but I wish you could. See, this is take two, because we messed up last time. Kevin is over there giving, like, number clues. 4, 2, roll it around, mark it with a B, stick it in the oven.
Stick it what in the oven?
Isn't that, like, an old song that we all knew growing up? Anyway, we do have two interviews on the show today, which is exciting, so we're not gonna spend too much time chewing
I thought we
fat.
Were gonna do our marriage game.
Oh, yeah, from last week? Yeah. Are we gonna... we don't have time.
Well, you know what? We need some more ideas for segment names.
A segment name.
We had a few, but we would like some
more. Yeah, we appreciate them. Keep them coming our way.
Yeah, I'm still struggling to find something. I thought maybe I could play off of a pun with, like, marriage, the Greek being gammy, and it sort of sounds like game, but all I could think of was, like, monogamy and polygamy. Like, those don't really
probably
work.
Probably not the games we want to
play. And then I was like, maybe I could find the Greek word for game, and I got Paizo, which is like Paizo, the publishing company, and that's great, except they're not a sponsor, and I don't want to talk about Paizo every week.
We can name it that. Just
it's really awesome.
That's true.
And then I thought maybe, like, mono a monogamy or something. Like one
we
on
just
one.
Do money, mono but, e mono or something. Yeah. That's not mono e mono.
So we obviously need better names than that. We'll have
thanks,
this
Melissa.
Question yes. posted on our guild, which is
guild@tantrumhouse.com.
guild.tantrumhouse.com.
Thanks, Will.
And then maybe we'll also post on
Facebook
and
Twitter. Like, hit us up there and like tell us what we should name this awesome episode. What we do is get sponsors for each of our segments, and then we'll be good to go.
Yeah, every single episode sponsor.
And since we don't have a sponsor for this segment,
we do.
We're going to move
on. Wait, we do have a sponsor for this show.
Melissa, awesome.
Tell us about our sponsor.
This episode is sponsored by Van Ryder Games. Their Kickstarter for Detective City of Angels is on Kickstarter right now. Check it out. And then we'll have an interview with Evan Derrick later in the show.
That was so good.
What? Just keep rolling.
Yeah. I think we're going to make an entire episode, you guys, without any cuts. This is going to be fantastic. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Like I said, we're going to keep rolling because we do have these two interviews. I think what we should do is maybe sandwich our Kickstarter conniption in the middle.
Sounds good.
Should we go ahead and jump into our first interview?
Like that.
All right, Kevin, who are we welcoming to the house?
We're welcome Cesar from Alley Cat Games to the house.
Hello.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm Cesar. I'm the director of Alley Cat Games. I run it with my wife, Cooley. And we make board games. We make a variety of different types, but our ethos is generally science or education by stealth.
Very cool. And your game right now that you have on Kickstarter, Dice Hospital, is actually doing great. It is so far beyond the initial goal. Can you tell us a little bit about that game?
Yeah, it's a game designed by an American designer, Stan Kordonsky, and redeveloped and sort of redesigned a little bit by British designer Mike Nutt. Essentially, it's a worker placement game with dice manipulation mechanics. The worker placement element is where you place Dr. Meeples onto your own hospital board for actions to manipulate the dice. And the dice are the patients. So essentially, you're trying to manipulate the dice all the way up to 7 to discharge them to score points. But if you get them down to 0, they die. So there's this there's this little trade-off, and you know, you get to upgrade your hospital, and there's, you know, realistic depictions of the equipment and stuff. So yeah, I'm really happy with progress so far.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about what it's like being a Kickstarter creator in the middle of a campaign, and kind of the highs and the lows and all of that?
Oh yeah, that's a great question, because the highs are definitely the first few days and the last few days. And then the lows are definitely right in the middle, where a lot of the time nothing's happening. So it's great to be on your show, because obviously it just lets a few more people know about the game and stuff. But yeah, it's definitely a game of highs and lows of being a Kickstarter creator.
So yeah, being on podcasts, how else are you trying to create engagement during the middle of your campaign?
Right now, through stretch goals. So we had very conservative stretch goals, mainly because I'm a conservative creator, because I like to make sure that our games are ready and to be delivered to backers efficiently. So I don't want to have stretch goals that are just silly and just adding content for the sake of it. Mm-hmm. So that's one way. And also just constant communication and just asking people for feedback as well. And a lot of people have been giving really great feedback on our campaign.
Great. And I like that you have the two different options, the deluxe option and then the regular. It seems like a lot of people really are liking what you have in the deluxe version of the game.
Yeah, I mean, right from the beginning, the base game was pretty much fixed. But the deluxe edition didn't really come into fruition until the last 2 months before the campaign, where I started asking people, hey, what do you guys want in the deluxe box? And people said, oh, we want 3D printed ambulances, can you do that? And I was like okay, I'll make 3D ambulances. So and I tried to price it as well as possible, and the way I did that was to have it all in one box. So rather than having them as single individual add-ons, I just said I'm going to bundle them all into one thing to make it as good a price as possible for everyone.
Well, great. That seems to be really working for you. We were wondering, what was it that attracted you to this Dice Hospital game, something that you wanted to do with your company?
Well, at the time, we had published an academia-themed game, and I was looking for a hospital-themed game that had unique mechanics. So I came across the Indie Game Alliance website, and there was a guy, Stan, who was pitching his game to publishers on this list. And simply, it was just a hospital game with a dice, with the patients, and it was worker placement. So when I saw that, I could see the potential of, you know, if you did it really nicely, that it could be very attractive. So that's what sort of attracted me to it.
So you're in the middle of your campaign. When does your campaign end for our listeners?
So it ends Eastern Time, 10 p.m. on November the 1st.
Okay, so a few more weeks.
Yeah.
This episode will be live October 16th, so a few weeks for our listeners to go check it out.
Yeah.
Before we close out, we always like to have some fun with our interviewee. So
okay.
We call it Tantrum Trivia.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been able to listen to any, but what we're going to do is, starting with the letter A and then going to B and C and D and so on.
Oh, gosh.
And give us some items or things that relate to a hospital or anything medical. So starting with letter A, we're going to give you about 30 seconds.
Oh my
so
goodness.
Starting now.
Do I have to go from A to Z?
Yes.
Oh my God. A. Oh my goodness. I can't even think at all. A, hospital stuff. You know what? You've really stumped me. I'm going to have to cheat and just go through the room. So cardiology, physiotherapy, psychiatry. What else have we got? Oh man, education. You might have a nurse station. A morgue.
Yeah.
Oh god, what else? How long have I got left? 5 seconds. What else have we got?
4, 3.
That's all I can think of.
2, 1.
I wish I had Dice Hospital in front of me. I could just reel it off.
You could have just read it off, yeah. Just bring up your Kickstarter page.
You know what? I should have had that done, but that's cool. You put me on the spot there.
Well, we're going to close out. And before we do, could you just give us who you are, your company name, and where they can find you on the internet?
Sure. So I'm Cesar. I'm the director of Alleycat Games. Alleycat Games has a website, www.alleycatgames.com. The Kickstarter for Dice Hospital's on right now, so you could just search for it. Yeah, that's about it, really.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being on our Tantrum House podcast, and we'll look forward to having you back someday.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Bye.
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 Excellent. Excellent. Well, super cool having Cesar on the show with us. I'm pumped, at least, definitely, about Dice Hospital being funded already at this point and heading towards stretch goals. Excellent. Congratulations to you guys. Very, very cool. Thank you for being on the show. I think we're going to go ahead and just keep rolling, and let's move it into our Kickstarter conniption.
Kickstarter conniption!
All right, cool, Kevin. What game are you looking at?
So I'm looking at Fruit Ninja Card Master from Lucky Duck Games. This is just one game in a series of games that will be on Kickstarter. This game that we have, that we were able to review, Melissa and I, is on our YouTube channel already, and you can look at our video review, is a fast-paced, like, deck-building game. It's for 2 to 4 players. I actually think of this game almost like Dutch Blitz, and you're playing card upon card upon card, trying to get rid of your cards, because getting cards into the dojo is getting you points, because on your cards, you actually are slicing fruit. So the top of the card tells you what kind of fruit you can slice. So when you play it, you're slicing like maybe a strawberry, but then the bottom of your card gives you a different fruit. So maybe there's a coconut on the bottom of your card. Then you're also trying to slice a coconut, but other players are also trying to slice the coconut.
Your deck or on their deck?
There's a dojo deck in the in the middle. There's like 4 or 5 different
community cards.
Yeah, the community cards, and everyone's trying to play on these different cards at the same time. So there's like 4 or 5 columns of cards going at the same time. There's like, it's not really timed, but there's definitely like a time period of like 40 seconds that you have to play during that round, and then people can keep playing until the end of the ninja round, which is another like 5 seconds, and then that round is over. You count up how many cards you have in that column, and that gives you points and star fruit, which are like the currency of the game to get you better cards that go into your deck, but not really making your deck larger, because all your cards are sleeved. So you have 15 cards that are sleeved, and you're actually replacing cards, so your deck never gets more than 15 cards, and you're moving through your deck trying to slice fruit and be the card master.
I saw you guys playing this at our last game night when we were at the coffee shop. What would you say was like the age range? Like, I saw that there were kids playing and adults. Is it like
they say age 8+? Okay. And I would say 6-7 year old could play it easily. Okay.
Is there reading involved or no reading?
There's
no reading. It's just pictures. Some of the cards, the special cards, have a little bit more take that.
Yeah.
Or could be a little more strategic.
Yeah, there's a little strategy involved. So if you're a younger player, you might not get all the strategy involved, because there's ways to get more points than just counting up your cards. There's ways to get
faster than old people.
Yes. But this is like a new take on like a Dutch Blitz like mechanic, where you're like, everyone's playing on this like these decks of cards in the middle of the table.
Yeah, I think it's clever. Obviously, they got the IP from the app, because it's a game.
By Half Brick, the company Half Brick has the mobile app Fruit Ninja, so people might be familiar with that.
Okay, cool. The artwork looks good and fun, Yeah, excellent.
So I don't remember the other two. Maybe Melissa can help me.
Slice and Dice, which is a dice game. And then...
is it like fruit combo?
There's a party
fruit
game.
Combo?
There is a bunny. Sorry.
Is that a game? Is that a thing that we...
No, I felt something on my ankle and I
There's
looked
a bunny
down.
In our room!
In the Meadows house, we do have a pet bunny that randomly
The bunny was saying hi. Sorry.
I think it's like fruit combo party or something like that. Anyway. Oh, it's something like explosion.
Explosive party game.
Yes. So, those other games look interesting, so we'll look forward to seeing what they're all about when the Kickstarter starts October 17th.
Cool.
Melissa, over to you.
All right, the game I'm talking about is coming to Kickstarter on October 17th. It's by Greater Than Games, and it's Legends of Sleepy Hollow, designed by Matt Riddle and Ben Pinchback. It's for 1 to 4 players, and it's cooperative. It's basically the story of Ichabod Crane. He's disappeared, and strange things are happening in Terrytown, and you and the other players are playing cooperatively to kind of find out the story. It reminds me a little bit of Mansions of Madness because it has the phase where the players all take their turn and then the game basically takes a turn. Mm-hmm. So the monsters spawn, they come towards you, they attack, mm-hmm. and then you have to attack the monsters. You're searching things to find items. There's an objective that you're trying to complete for the story. There are even secret envelopes that you're opening up as you complete your objectives and finding secret things that I'm not going to spoil, but they were pretty cool. We were only able to play the first chapter, but we really did enjoy it. And looking forward to chapter 2 if the game funds
when the game funds.
Yeah. I had fun. We played this one a couple weeks ago, I think. Yeah. It was hard.
They're very difficult.
But it was fun. It was very cool. Mm-hmm. Like, monster, I think this monster spawning was a little intense. And it could have just been the way that we ended up rolling things out. And
I don't know if, like, they may have... there's going to be different levels, so you can choose. Oh. I want to choose like the legend.
The weenie level.
You want to play Legends of Sleepy Hollow and be legendary?
Ooh, okay.
And make it like really hard, or you can do maybe a little softer on the spawning or
bedtime stories.
Yeah, more bedtime. But anyway, I think it's got very good, very good story driven game.
And I like just the way that the players interact with each other and the player powers mm-hmm. and things. Like it seemed like it made sense for people to team up in certain ways. And so
sometimes when you look at a game that has theme like that, this is not just a pasted on theme. This is like you do feel immersed in the story. What's happening?
I'm this guy. Yeah. I'm doing this thing.
I'm fighting this guy and I hope I fight whatever the Shrikroot is or the Gobkin. So anyway, the game is October 17th, right, Melissa?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. If you like that kind of spooky cooperative game, storytelling, unlocking things, then definitely check out Legends of Sleepy Hollow by Greater Than Games. Now I think Ryan has a game.
Yeah, I got to check out the prototype for Mortals. It's coming to Kickstarter tomorrow, October 17th. And
nicely done on your time travel.
From Partial Arc Games. And it's sort of a Zombicide-like game, but they've done enough where the actions are different, how you get equipment and how you use equipment is different. And the overall game, although it's very Zombicide-like, is it's timed, so it's not going to take as long as Zombicide because you're limited to 8 to 10 rounds depending on number of players. And then if you haven't destroyed all of these, I think they're rune keys or some sort of... portal seal thing. I'm forgetting like the
term
magical terminology.
Sure.
But if you haven't destroyed all these seals, then this destroyer comes out.
Ooh.
And this is like death himself or Apophis or I don't know.
So you're trying to seal him in or?
Yeah, you're trying to prevent them from coming.
Okay.
And if they do manage to come, then you try to destroy this destroyer thing. And it just totally changes the gameplay because at the beginning, ranged people have a major advantage because you're fighting against a lot of little people, and some people are brawlers.
Were you a brawler, Ryan?
And they can't do as much. No, Katie was kind of upset because she was a brawler and she felt like, you know, I don't have anything to do. But then the destroyer came out and suddenly... Katie was in there, and she was dealing all the damage, and us ranged people were trying to run as far as we could. So, yeah, it was a great game. We really enjoyed playing it.
Cool.
So check it out, Mortals, October 17th. Will, you have a game?
Yeah, also October 17th, Monsterlands is coming out. It's from Second Gate Games, and it sounds like it's got some interesting stuff going on. It's a dice game. It's dice as worker placement. There's also... some dice manipulation in it, but then the thing that's interesting, and it makes perfect sense, I don't know why this hasn't happened in lots of other games, basically you're using the same dice, but if you're in the, I think it's like called the Citadel or something, that's where you use your dice to like get powers up and like improve your stats and pick missions, and then you actually go out into the outside or outworld, I can't remember exactly what it was called. And that's where you use the same dice and or some of those dice to actually battle monsters and stuff. So I think that's a pretty clever mix. Like, I don't know that I've seen that. Usually it's like dice as worker placement or dice as battle. This, you're doing both with it. This looks pretty cool. The card art looks very fun. It's very creative and original. And I think this one's one that I definitely want to try to play sometime soon. So if you if that sounds like something that might be up your alley, check out Monsterlands on Kickstarter.
Kevin, what else we got?
Yeah, so there's a couple games that we're just going to highlight real quick, and that's Downfall by Tasty Minstrel Games, and that's coming October 17th.
Can I just take a half a second to compliment Tasty Minstrel Games on their sweet motion graphics? Because I feel like people need to get credit for these things.
Yeah. I see it all over the place.
I just watched that video like two or three times in a row, and I was like, it's so cool. I love it.
So that game should be pretty popular on Kickstarter. And the other one is Spirits of the Forest, the Nergriff games. That looks like a pretty cool game, too. So check those out. But there's a game that's currently on Kickstarter right now.
That's Kevin all excited.
I know. I'm really excited about it. I've actually already backed it. An expansion to Near and Far called Amber Mines. Melissa and I, we had backed Near and Far, I guess, last year sometime. We got it. We've been playing it with lots of our different game groups. I'm trying to play the campaign mode in one of them. We're trying to play the character mode in the other one. So that's pretty fun. But this is Amber Mines, and it brings whole new scenarios, and it's only like $20 on Kickstarter, and it brings like magic and stuff like that. So
really cool. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I came across it, and I emailed Kevin at work, and I was like, have you backed this yet? Are we backing this? We are backing this, right? So I'm glad to know that we are backing it.
Yeah,
you just found out just now.
Yeah, we are backing it. Red Raven Games always puts out pretty quality content, and this one looks like no exception, and should be pushed out pretty quickly since it's just an expansion. So it's called Near and Far. Amber Mines is already live on Kickstarter.
So those were the games coming to Kickstarter this week. We do have another interview with Evan Derrick, and Detective City of Angels is the game we're going to talk about. So let's go into that with our house guest, Evan Derrick.
Hey! Evan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Van Ryder Games, man.
So Van Ryder Games has been around for about 5 or 6 years. I am the creative director, and we publish incredibly thematic, very narrative and story-driven games. Hostage Negotiator is our number one best-selling solitaire-only game where you step into the role of a hostage negotiator. So
cool.
We create very thematic games like that.
Awesome, awesome, love it. It sounds like you've got one coming to Kickstarter.
Yes, I think it's on Kickstarter right now.
Is it? Oh, okay, see, I'm terrible with time travel too. Anybody else? What's the date that you're...
It launches October 10th, which is in the past.
Yeah,
it's not tomorrow morning.
Well, we appreciate you not doing it on next Tuesday when every other... You've already covered that one.
So it's Detective City of Angels. Can you tell us a little bit about the game?
Yeah.
So Detective City of Angels is a murder mystery game set in 1940s Los Angeles. A number of players will step into the roles of LAPD homicide detectives, and they're trying to, you know, solve crimes. It's competitive. Okay. They're not working together. They're trying to get the glory for themselves. So they will actually steal evidence,
ooh,
bribe each other, hire goons to rough up suspects. So they're not exactly the shining examples of the LAPD. But what's really unique about Detective City of Angels is that one player steps into a role we call the chisel. Hmm. The chisel actually is against all the detectives. So while the detectives are trying to solve the case, the chisel is trying to prevent them from solving it.
Ooh, dirty, dirty. So our understanding is that there's like several scenarios in the game. How does that work? Are they replayable? What's the... Tell us about that.
So the base game comes with 8 scenarios, but on the Kickstarter page, if you get the deluxe, you can get the expansion, which comes with 3 extra cases.
Cool.
So it's not fully replayable, but it's not replayable. It's kind of an in-between. The detectives can only experience the cases once because they know the solution. The chisel can play the cases multiple times because the chisel has perfect knowledge of the case. It actually benefits them to have played cases previously. So when you take on the role of the chisel, you can play with, as long as the detectives are new, you can play the game over and over and over and over.
Okay, and is that what you think will end up happening in most cases? The guy who owns the game will be like, yeah, I'll be the chisel, and you guys be the detectives, and I'll teach you how to play, or...
Yes, depending on how your group is, you know, organized, absolutely. It'll be the person who loves the chisel will get the game, and they'll play with a ton of different people.
Excellent.
All right, we have a question from one of our listeners, Jason Brown, and he says, I'd like to know how the chisel solo AI works. How does it accomplish the bluffing, manipulation, misdirection, and other deceit that a human player brings to the experience?
So we haven't talked about the AI at all. Explain that first and then jump into...
So it you can play Detective solo. It actually comes with a really thick solitaire paragraph book, kind of similar to Tales of the Arabian Nights.
Oh, cool.
And as you move around the city and ask questions of suspects, it is a little bit pre-programmed. It doesn't quite work the same way as the human player does. There's not as much bluffing. But you still have to make a decision as you're reading through the book. Is this suspect telling me the truth or not?
Okay.
One of the things that the chisel does is the chisel gets to answer for the suspects. So when detectives ask them questions, the chisel gets to choose whether that suspect is going to lie to the detective or tell the truth.
Okay.
And so the paragraph book simulates that, although it's not quite as dynamic as a human player would be. Because while I tried to create a stack of paper that could act like a human being, I fell a little bit short.
Shucks. But obviously, if you haven't played it, then you're not going to know whether the sheets of paper are lying to you or telling the truth, and so that would create that experience, right?
Exactly. So the cases function like really tightly constructed puzzles,
okay.
And I've just basically plotted out one the more challenging path for the solitaire version of the game.
Okay, cool. How long do you think each scenario takes to play on average? Is that totally dependent on your player count and how many people are involved, or is it pretty...
It's very much dependent on player count. Four to five, it goes up to five. In a five-player game, I mean, we generally say 20 to 30 minutes per player, depending on if you've got that one guy who just wants to sit and... You guys don't have that person in your group, do you?
Oh, no, we're not pointing at him right now. Her, pointing at her. Is that what I was going to say?
I think I saw Kevin point at Melissa a little bit.
It was okay if the audience didn't know who we were pointing at. I felt like that was okay.
All right. Let's see here. Vincent Dutrait was the artist. How is it working with him?
He is fantastic. Yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with Vincent's art, but it's gorgeous, and he is meticulous.
Kevin's bringing that over here. He clearly loves it.
Dude, it is so beautiful. Getting new art from Vincent is like Christmas.
Like birthday party.
It really is, because he did so much research on the period. He watched all the movies and that I told him to watch, and he got so into it. So the outfits, the weapons, everything is like as authentic as we could get it. It's really above and beyond. It puts you in 1940s Los Angeles.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little more about how we can find more information about the game and the Kickstarter itself?
So the best way to find the Kickstarter is to go to Kickstarter and just type in detective. I'm hoping if you type in detective, it is the first thing that comes up.
Hopefully.
But you can also visit us on the web at vanridergames.com. That's Ryder with a Y. Mm-hmm. And you can find us on Twitter at vanridergames.
Super cool. So your Kickstarter is live. Tell us about some of the pledge levels and what's your ultimate goal and things like that.
So the ultimate goal is 40,000, and we have two pledge levels. We've got the basic, which is just the basic game, and that's $64. And then we have the deluxe, which comes with the extra expansion and all the other stuff, and that's $89.
Okay.
And both of those come with all the stretch goals.
Cool.
And it's got over 300 cards. We have miniatures. We have a massive 33x22-inch board.
Wow.
And we've got over 100 pages of material. It is a massive, massive amount of game.
Cool. So we don't always do this, but can you tell us just a little bit of behind-the-scenes stuff? Like, are you manufacturing in the U.S. or overseas? What's your, are you ready to send it off as soon as the campaign ends? A lot of our listeners listen to our show because we're focusing on Kickstarter, and I think they love learning some of those behind-the-scenes tidbits, if you're willing to share some of that info.
Sure. Man, some of the behind-the-scenes tidbits can be pretty boring.
Well, it can blow your mind all the stuff that's involved, too, because we've been there and done that, and it's you learn things you never wanted to learn.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Card counts, all that kind of stuff. So we have, the system is in place. All the main art assets are in place, although we are still doing development work on some of the cases.
Sure.
We're still building the solitaire paragraph book, which is like 64 pages.
Okay.
Awesome. It's ridiculous. And of course, as we unlock things during the Kickstarter, that will inform and dictate how big the game gets.
Yep, things
so it is not ready to go off to print, but we hope to send it off to the printer early next year.
Okay, awesome. So you've got a 30-day campaign, is that what it is?
It's like 23 or 4. It'll be over early November.
Okay. And
so we've been working on this thing. I've been working on it for like 5 years. The game's actually older than my youngest child. So.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Actually, I guess Steam Court is older. Yeah, you get a passion for it and it keeps going, and then you get to that point and it's ready to launch. So that's super cool, man. Congratulations on that. We wish you the best of luck with your campaign, and keep us in the loop. We want to know how you're doing, and as those stretch goals get unlocked, we'd love to be following along and keeping track. Everybody that's listening, be sure to go check out Detective, I forgot the name of it.
City of Angels.
City of Angels.
On Kickstarter.
Now.
Absolutely. Go type it in. Detective. All right. Well, thanks, Evan. We appreciate you so much. Thanks for coming on the show, and good luck with that campaign.
Woohoo.
Thank you guys so
much. All right. We'll see you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, cool. We were glad to have Van Ryder Games on the show with us, and best of luck on their campaign. I think we're nearing the end of the show already. Hopefully we covered all the bases. I think we didn't yet announce a winner for our last contest. Ryan, you got some dice for us?
I have rolled the dice, and the winner is...
Mark from Georgia.
Yay, Mark!
Congratulations. Mark has won a copy of Dice Hospital from Alley Cat Games.
Yeah, when it actually is produced.
So it did fund.
Yes, it's funded.
So we'll get your name in there, Mark, and congratulations on the game. We didn't do a contest this week, but we had another wonderful and exciting time. Yeah. And so this time what we'd like to ask you to do, can we do this without giving away a prize?
Yes.
Is go to iTunes and please rate us. We know that, I think you know that helps just get us in front of more eyes. Eyes? Ears.
Get us in front of more ears.
And eyes if you're searching for it. That's what I meant. Yeah. And we'd love your help with that. So if you've enjoyed listening to the show, we would super appreciate it if you could check out our podcast on iTunes and give us some stars. And then we're always welcome and interested in your feedback, so please email us and hashtag us and like us, and we would love to get your questions asked to other publishers like we did in our interview earlier.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know what we should do on our guild.tantrumhouse.com?
Guild.tantrumhouse.com.
We should put up a list of like some of the speakers that we know, or interviewees that we know are coming, and give people opportunity to get some of those questions answered. That'd be super fun. All right, well, thank you guys for joining us for another episode. Hope you have a great and wonderful day, and we will see you next time.
Bye!
Stay well.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you.
Kevin tells me that there's been some requests.
Yeah, what's the Twitter story there, Kevin?
Yeah, so someone on Twitter is like, can you, like, maybe at the end of your episode, after you say goodbye, give us, like, another, like, of Ryan's dreams.
Ryan's bonus dreams. Yes.
Ryan's bonus dream content is...
Tell us what your stories are, Ryan.
To have very vivid dreams.
Used to?
And I've been through just a dearth, a long period of no dreams whatsoever, but now the dreams have returned. So I'm not sure... What I've changed that
the podcast
now I'm dreaming
has brought it back.
Stimulating.
Yes.
My most recent dreams were I was a squire. I was serving a knight, and we were both in service of a queen who was in exile. She was in a tavern in the desert. And she was commanding her generals.
It sounds like.
Commanding her generals from this tavern in the desert. And so for some reason or other, my knight and I traveled to this estate, and it was like the estate from Prisoner of Zenda, if you've ever seen that. Well, I had to lag behind to like pack up camp or something, and my knight went on ahead because he knew the people there. Well, the people there betrayed him, captured him, and his unicorn steed. At this point, he was riding a unicorn. Katie thought I said his unicorn Steve.
Unicorn
Steve.
That probably was it.
So I had to pose as one of the servants of this estate, like Hitman style, and infiltrate the estate, knock out a bunch of people, let the evil knights out so that I didn't have to fight them because they were outclassing me, and then rescue my knight and his unicorn, Steve.
So as a squire, I'm trying to imagine what you look like. Do you look like yourself in a dream, except for you having like squire
I was myself, clothes? But skinny, and I had gray hair. and then last night,
I had pretty good hair.
Last night, I had a follow-up dream to that dream. In which,
a follow-up dream?
Yeah,
what, part two?
The old queen was actually a young sorceress in disguise, kind of like Beauty and the
Beauty
Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
She turns into this young sorceress, and all of her generals, her knights, all fall in love with her. But she is in love with a good-aligned revenant. It's like this mummy skeleton person she had been fighting, and she turned him good, and then was just in love with this mummy revenant thing. And heartbroken all the other nights.
I feel like I watch as many movies as you, or close, and play as many games as you. I've never had, what did you just say? In one of my dreams in my life.
You need to read the Fablehaven series.
There's a Revenant. Really?
There's a Revenant in the Fablehaven series.
Cool.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, that. Sleep peacefully tonight, Ryan, and tell us of your dreams tomorrow.
Bonus content.